Manifesting change. What a loaded concept. For even to begin to actually manifest change, one needs to define what that statement means. In today's world of emojis and rapid-fire stupidity, clarity and understanding are of tantamount importance, especially if one is seeking to attain a personal goal. Following the crowd and accepting the spiritual practice of the day as the gospel truth will leave you discouraged and confused. Because change is not a one-size-fits-all process. While the general approach may apply to everyone, the devil is in the details, and the details are you, your life, your dreams, and your fears. No amount of money, religion, or self-help books can take the place of you overcoming your fears. And once you do, you become unstoppable. So how does one do this? Well, first, let's define what manifesting change means. Merriam-Webster's definition of manifest, quote, readily perceived by the senses and especially by the sense of sight, unquote. When something has manifested, it is actual and takes form as it is no longer a thought or desire. But manifestation is not a natural act. It doesn't just happen. It is produced by something, whether it be fear or hope, love or hate, desire or defeat. Our minds are the culprits that set the process in motion. Therefore, whether we know it or not, we are continually creating, along with our karma and actions, the life we live or fight. Let that sink in a minute, because it is profound. But what about change? Change in this instance is more in line with progress. Change happens every day, no matter what, with or without our consent. As morning gives way to night and winter to spring, the natural beat of the universe is transient. Pure change, in many ways, is out of our hands. We can merely adapt. However, progress is purely personal and evolutionary in its thrust. Guided by goals, progress is measurable, observable, repeatable, and it gives way to practical strategies. Therefore, manifesting change is about creating the life you desire by taking the correct actions based on mindfulness, which are aligned with your highest goals. Mindfulness isn't wishful thinking, nor is it about positivity. Instead, it is a way to live in which your actions are in line with your thoughts. And these aren't random thoughts or reactionary fear either. Instead, your cognitive mind is put into training to only focus on wants and solutions. Mindfulness isn't about denial. No amount of denial will pay bills or help you lose weight or find love. All denial does is to lie to you and tell you everything will work out if it's meant to be. Here's a hint. Everything will not work out unless you do something.